Hello, solo moms. Today I wanted to do a little something different. As many of you may know, I've been working on the audiobook version of Courage to Believe Christian Devotional. As I was in the studio, day 7 really hit home for me. You know, it's all about shame, that heavy, unearned label we often carry as single moms. But whether it's this thing of a failed marriage or that quiet voice of not being enough at work, at school events, shame likes to tell us that we're alone. It's just us. And I want to share a sneak peek of the audiobook with you, specifically the story of Eva, a mom who found herself avoiding other parents just to escape the feeling of being judged. So if you're dealing with a lot of shame in your life as a parent, this story is for you.
Eva felt a heavy sense of shame as a single mom. She didn't choose this path, but after more than one failed marriage, she struggled with humiliation and worthlessness while working to rebuild her life and care for her children. She also felt a deep sense of responsibility for her children's situation. However, these feelings didn't stay in the background. Shame often crept into simple moments, times like when Eva couldn't afford the exact birthday gift, or when she saw other families together at school events. She convinced herself that her children deserved a life she couldn't give them. This ongoing shame is common among single moms and made Eva feel alone. Yet, she avoided connecting with other moms or two-parent families, which only made her feel more judged and upset. But until we address the root cause of these emotions, single moms will continue to endure the heavy burden these feelings induce.
Eva's story is so common because shame thrives in isolation. But the core message of day 7 and what I want you to take away today is that God offers an unexpected surprise by wiping our slate clean. He doesn't see the labels that the world tries to put on us, and he doesn't agree with them. I'm currently in production for the full 21-day audiobook, and day 7 is just one step in this journey of reclaiming your light so your children can see it shine. So if you feel a connection to Eva's story, I'd love for you to join me for the full 21 days. You can actually pre-order the Courage to Believe Christian Devotional audiobook right now. By pre-ordering, you're helping me bring the project to the finish line, and you'll be the first to get the full audio experience the moment it drops. So watch for the announcement for when I will put this out there, when I'll have a link ready for you to pre-order the audiobook. The pre-order time is not very long. It's probably a week or two, because I really want to get this out for those who don't have time to sit and read a book. So watch out for that, okay? And I really appreciate your support and all the support I've gotten and the feedback I've gotten for the devotional. It really means a lot to me that it's helping you. One lady said that she wished she had this when she was going through what she was going through, and she went through a lot. And I am grateful. I'm grateful to God for helping me to finish this project. And I'm tempted to keep going back and looking at it and You know how we do. But I am satisfied that it can help you reach some of your goals. So I appreciate you listening to Eva's story and to this episode. I remember Solo Mom. I'm here for you. You're not alone. Thank you.